Hello, everybody. It's Marcy from wavesofcommunication.com. Welcome to another episode of my Language Facilitation Helpline podcast. The information in this show is designed to equip and empower parents to take action today. Parents are advised to never give away your power as your child's language facilitator to any therapist, teacher, consultant, or even to a specific method or strategy. And always honor your unique family's abilities and your own core values before you consciously initiate any action with your child. Most importantly, the strategies and advice provided here are general and not intended to replace personalized consultation. If you want individual coaching and advice, you should visit wavesofcommunication.com to learn how to work with me as a client. Here is another coaching session with a mom who has been in my Waves of Communication Lifetime parent coaching program for just about 2 months. She started last summer with the starter program, and she has a very strong-willed 9-year-old lay-talking son with an autism diagnosis. And this mom has been riding out a lot of ups and downs, especially over the past 2 months. Her son's behavior improves, and he listens better when she models slow talking and eliminates expectations. However, it's hard to measure progress, and her son is already 9 years old, so she ends up reacting to the behaviors that he uses, and she goes back to prompting him with multi-step directions to try to teach him more during the day, thinking that it will get him more independent in using the language that he knows. But instead, the aggressive and manipulative behavior always comes back whenever this happens in families. And in this family's case, unfortunately, this 9-year-old is demonstrating signs of an auditory processing delay, which means he very easily becomes overwhelmed and frustrated by complex language. And he is very sensitive to people trying to manipulate and prompt him because he's super smart, which is where the strong-willed personality comes from. Now, this mom's best language facilitation strategies have always involved opportunities when she consciously uses slower talking to help her son trust that she won't teach him and listen to what she's saying. This helps him process more easily when she's talking to him, and it eliminates the anxiety surrounding his need to control every situation due to previous manipulation. When things went downhill for them, I guided her to go back to basics and monitor her expectations, as well as her language models. And in this session, you'll hear us talk about an analogy for what's going on with his language processing and what he's trying to overcome in using spontaneous spoken language, and what she's been using now that she's been in my Lifetime program to get her son back on track.
So what's going on with you? How's it going?
I am going to tell you, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
You might remember last time we spoke, it wasn't good. He was very resistive. He thought that, you know, we're putting on demands on him. And so everything was, I took way like 10 steps back.
Yeah.
So slow talking is going on. No chores, like we discussed the first time. Now I just tell him here and there, just can you give me the remote?
Yeah.
Pick up that paper that, you know, it's on the floor, just one step direction. And that seemed to, overall, just the calm, just stepping back seems to be, he's willing to listen more. Also I can tell you that for sure when we talk slow, he has a chuckle on his face. He understands better.
Okay.
And it's still, I mean, I can totally see after I finish even slow talking, finish my sentence, and then 10 seconds later, I think his processing is done, and then he acts upon it. So it's not like he didn't hear or he's not willing to do it. It's just really slow.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, he's looking at, now it's been 2 months, right? Almost that we started. So it's going to be, it feels like it's going to take time, but at least with food and with everything else that we talked about, he seems to be building a little bit of trust.
Ah, good.
Every time. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think it's working with slow talking and just throwing a demand here and there without
making it. That's more appropriate. That's more appropriate. Then, like, hey, give me that thing. If you make it look like, help me out here, and you know, that kind of way.
Right. Or if he doesn't want to do it, I do like what you say. You told me, like, you know, call it out.
Yeah.
So looks like you're not in the mood to help me. It's okay. Yeah. I will do it. Maybe we'll do something later. So, and then he started singing. So all those songs that he, nursery rhymes that he's in comfort with and keeps listening to them over and over. He's singing them. So we hear him singing.
He's so good at grabbing the remote or handing the piece of paper, throw this in the trash. And when he does that, you're like, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Now he gets the goods. He's getting more correct every day and not hearing, oh, you didn't do it. Oh, it's disappointing me. Because even if he, you know, every time you ask him to do something that he doesn't want to, or he shuts down. In fact, today I did a video on YouTube about when kids shut down. And in your case, that might be happening because his processing is slower than you're even realizing. Like after you finish the sentence, he still needs 10 more seconds to get it. So use a lot of confirmation. Okay. Thumbs up. High five. You know, give me thumbs up. Okay. You get it.
Yeah. So. Calling it out also, I think, I don't know how much of it he understands.
Yeah.
Like when I say, I see that you are upset.
Yeah.
It's okay. Take your time. Think about it. Try to calm down.
Stopping teaching him for a minute and talking about his discomfort in the situation is making him feel better. Unless we get this level of trust, we're not going to be able to move forward.
Right.
And it does take over time. Again, the processing time does build. But you have to hear that slow talking a lot of times for all that wiring to re-get going again.
Yeah.
And as soon as the trust or anxiety is broken, you know, as soon as that barrier is broken, then the teaching stops. All that wiring together isn't happening. It's just too busy working on the aversion, you know, the avoiding.
Yeah. Yes. So, getting away. Just how I can get out of this. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. And now you're getting more togetherness, listening. Yeah. Like, I'm willing to be around you and listen to what you say, which is what you need. Because again, we have to train the listening before the talking will come on its own. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah. It's still not there. He can tolerate me barely 5 minutes. So it's very delicate.
Yes.
That balance.
You are absolutely right. It's a very delicate balance. And you as the mama are the one that knows when the balance is skipped, you know, when it goes off the rails or whatever.
Yeah.
But you also as the mama are the only one that can bring him back when it goes off the rails like that. You know, you're the one. And now he knows that you understand. And when you give him that language, like you said, even if he doesn't understand every word, every time you're saying something similar, I understand you are upset. I will help you calm down. Let's calm down now. And don't worry about the teaching. Don't worry about that stuff. It's not as important as me making your feelings better. And yes. he gets it now. Like you said, just call out, whoa, you're not feeling this. And then when he does get something and he does try, woohoo, thank you so much. That was great, because he really likes that. You know, he wants to get that positive from you. Because yeah. remember, there's a lot of language in there. But yeah. he's just not sure, especially with this slow processing. It's like his file cabinet of vocabulary is dumped upside down and it's scattered across the floor. All right. those parts. It's just yeah. all right. over the place. And yeah. he doesn't know how to find those words to put together for the message. He knows the words. He knows
yes.
the words.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know how to gather them to put together. And that's why the slow sentences. That's why it's got to be sentences and not words. Because the single word over and over is what's irritating almost to him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yep. So you got it. Yeah. I knew you yeah. could get this turned
yeah.
around.
I think so. And you gave such a good example. I used to say to my therapists, I feel like his brain is like a swimming pool and all his words are swimming and he's just trying to, you know, grab, and he doesn't know which one he's going to find. And it's just, yeah, it's just, that's how I always visualized his attempt of speaking.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how you're, yeah.
That's the thing. He definitely will not stop until you understand his message. I mean, look at even what he's doing here. He yeah. will come. He will show you. He will bring yeah. it. He will do whatever yeah. he can to yeah. make sure you understand exactly what he wants. And you're like, oh, I yeah. get it. You want this very specific thing. Well, I'll tell you yeah. what, right now we can't have it. Sorry. Let me give you a hug instead. And then right there and then, like you yeah. said, it's that volatile thing. Is he going to go or is he going to stay? And now you're realizing, just with gentle, careful, yeah. walking on eggshells kind of thing, you yes. can get him to do. And I know it's yeah. not always a very comfortable place to be, but it feels nicer than pressure, right?
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does. It's yeah. Yeah, you're so right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Just well, that trust. Good. I mean, yeah, that pays off, because otherwise, yeah, it's terrorizing. It's not gonna work.
You're stressed, he's stressed, yeah. you know, and yeah. and there's no
yeah,
progress.
And
then
yeah.
you realize you're stressed for nothing. At
yes.
least now, yes, we know the progress is slower. I know yeah. that it's not happening as fast as it is for other people, but you're yeah. also realizing, look, my kid has a swimming pool of vocabulary in there.
True.
And
yeah.
I've got to calm the waters so yes. that he can find the words he needs. This is a great analogy. It's a great
yeah.
analogy, because right. it that's what we're dealing with. That's
yes.
what we're dealing with. And now that we understand it,
yeah.
that we know that it's easy to make waves in this ocean. Like, as soon as it gets, anxiety comes in, it's all disorganized.
Right. All waves. Yes. Yeah. 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 I can feel his anxiety. I mean,
yeah.
It's gone down for sure, because his biting has gone down.
Ah,
it's,
that's also good. Yeah.
yeah.
You'll
yeah.
see those
yeah.
behaviors change.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
good.
So, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
also, you are feeling better. Like, okay. I mean, you know, I know that it is
yeah.
a concession. I mean, you know,
yeah.
anytime you have expectations and the expectations aren't met, and all of us do. You know,
yeah.
I expected my income to be different this month than it was, but it's February
yeah.
and it's how it goes, and that's how it goes. And so
yeah.
you go, well, all right, why did it happen? What can we do to change so that the next time I don't have this experience? Or when it happens again, you go, bummer. But if you dwell in it instead of making a plan to move forward in a way you feel good with, then you are stuck. Right. And that's why I said, come back to meetings. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
Even if
yeah.
it's a little bit every week, it's this feeling of, okay, we know where we are. And now we're going to stay right here and feel good about the teaching so that we can make progress and see improvement. Because what happens, and you'll see this, you saw it before even, there's little moments that break through. Like, wait
yeah.
a minute, he got it. He learned that. And then
yeah.
once he learns a thing functionally, he knows how to say those things and tell you if he needs to, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's good.
Yeah, so I mean, besides that, besides my slow talking and taking his lead or sort of calling it out
Yeah.
whenever he resists or whenever I want him to do something and he doesn't understand, I am stuck myself as, you know, how to involve him in anything, you know, having to do everything that I have to do.
Yeah.
So,
So it at this stage, your expectation for yourself is just the things you have to do. It's just the
okay.
things you have to do because he is listening to you more and even getting through the things you have to do in an easier way is a
Yeah.
massive improvement over let's teach more. You know what I mean? Because we were struggling through the things you have to do, plus you were teaching on top of it.
Yeah.
Now we've got to get getting through the day
Yes.
happy the whole day. Like that's
Yes.
your goal. How can
Yeah.
we get one whole day happy getting through what we have to get through and be okay with him having some time on his own in between the things you have to do, because he does like to spend the time on his own watching the vids and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
He
yeah.
needs it. It's his comfort zone. If you take it away, you're gonna damage all your other work.
Yeah.
So for now, let him have the rhymes. Let him have the thing he needs because your goal is to decrease more of that rhyme time and increase more of this time with you. And
Yeah.
once he gets the trust built with you that she's not going to be teaching me, we're going to make brushing teeth fun. We're going to make getting dressed fun. We're going to make driving in the car, you know, these things
Yeah.
that we have to do every day. We're going to
Yeah.
make these things more fun and exciting. And then the teaching, when you bring up something later, he won't want to run in the corner and all the rest of it goes out the window, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Okay. Yeah.
yeah, before you start teaching, come and talk to me. Don't
Yes.
decide.
No, I won't go back. Yeah. Yeah. I won't. Yeah. Because I don't want to throw anything
Right.
away.
You don't want to
Yeah.
throw it because that's what
Yeah.
happens. It goes like this.
Yes.
And you,
Yeah.
and it's not hard to get them back because they know they trust the mamas. Ultimately, they know you're the one that's gonna get their needs met. They know. Yeah. But
Yeah.
good. So I'm
Yeah.
super glad you came on to check in with
Yeah.
me.
Like this last week, I see more. Yeah.
Sometimes it takes, like you said, it takes a little while, but
Yeah.
you was a
Yeah,
very
because
good
he's so
part.
strong-willed, very strong-willed. And yeah, it's hard to, yeah.
As long as he's always right, you know, you think about it.
Yeah.
How can we always make him
Yeah.
right or
Yes.
make him think
Okay.
he's right?
Yeah.
Then you win. And you know,
Yeah.
it's so fun to do this. I'm excited about doing this. Okay,
Yeah.
then if you're winning, if you're having fun and you're right, then
Yeah.
we're then he's learning. Because
Okay.
even if it doesn't go exactly the way you want, if it
Yeah.
goes the way he wants, that anxiety is gone and the learning's happening. Trust in some
Yes.
point it depleted and
Yeah.
you don't realize it's just how it sneaks in these blockages. You don't realize how it sneaks in your family and your
No, yeah, it's definitely it helps. Just to hear that what we are doing is right, just it's
Yeah.
comforting.
So
Yeah.
that's it. We want to get everybody happy. Even if it takes longer and the journey is happy, it's a better journey, right? It's a
Yep.
better
Yeah.
journey.
I
So,
agree. Yeah. True.
so
Yeah.
that's what we do. It's realism and how we have to do, and we
Yeah.
deal with our kids with who they are because they're these strong-willed personalities, you know, this is a sign of brilliance, I think. In
Yeah.
children, they have a
Yeah.
real drive and passion for
Yes.
life, right?
Very curious, my son too. Like he wants to try everything and explore.
Keep up the good work. I love your attitudes. You know, now we're having a fun in the process, and then we're gonna see improvements. Keep up the good work, okay?
Yes.
Thanks for listening in today. Please share this podcast episode with anybody you think can benefit. And remember, there are tons of resources across my Waves of Communication platform to help you get started today on your language facilitation journey. There's more than 200 free videos on YouTube, a daily blog in my group on Facebook, my book, If it isn't fun, it isn't fun. Teach Your Child to Talk Faster Than Speech Therapy is available on Amazon and Audible and my coaching programs. And all the details are on my website at wavesofcommunication.com. Of course, I'll be back next week with more information and strategies to help you continue on your language facilitation journey. Bye for now.